What about, what would you call an animal who was, just a little baby animal who was abandoned?
A bum.
A bum? Okay, what if it was a child that was left abandoned that didn't have a mom or a dad?
An orphan.
An orphan. Okay. What, let's see, what would you call a wild horse?
Mustang.
Mustang. Okay. What about, what are some little ground animals? I know you mentioned squirrel before. What are some little animals that are like squirrels that would be around?
Well, we have the squirrel, and you always have the chipmunk, and you always have mice, and you have gophers. You have, I said chipmunks or not.
What about
there's weasels. You get into the other families. You get some weasels. You also get mush rats, and you get a mink and things like that.
Do they have any of those around here?
Yes, they're all here around.
Okay.
Almost around.
What kind of animals do you find up in the mountains?
Well, you find wild animals. You have deer and antelope. You know, there's no antelope around here, but you have some deer and you have some elk. And as far as other animals you have, is you have bear and you have coyotes and you have bobcats and skunks, and porcupines, weasels. Also have, we're getting around now, we have quite a lot of raccoons and skunks.
What about, let's see, animals that are out in the desert parts?
Well, you have that desert, you get the, mostly you have coyotes and bobcats, you have some mountain lions. When you get out into the desert, you get lizards and a few of the things like that, but those are, you get quite a lot of badgers out in the that kind of country too.
Yeah.
Badgers are, you don't get very many things like mink and gorilla squirrels and rabbits.
Okay. What do you call the little things that, they're really small and they look like a butterfly and they fly around lights? They're really a nuisance.
Oh, I know it's, they have gnats and they also have, what is the other one?
The things that eat your clothes.
No, can't think of it now. You're right on the end of my tongue. I'll think of it in a minute.
Okay, well, that's fine. If you think of it, we'll come back to it. If not, that's okay. What about, what kind of stinging insects are there around here?
Stinking?
Stinging.
Stinging, all the wasps and fly wasps and bees.
Yeah. Do they have a lot of those around here?
Yes. Yeah. I've had one of those big nests. I had a big nest in my house here for a couple of years. Just give it away. I had one last year. I had it in the house for quite a while. A great big nest. They make a great big nest. And in the fall of the year, after they'd all gone out, I put it in the house.
Uh-huh.
Cause the bees nest. They're pretty.
Yeah.
Take them in. One of the neighbors here is a school teacher, and she begged me for it, and she wanted to take it down to show her kids what a bee's nest was like.
Yeah.
Really interesting to go in on the inside of them, and you get in there, and you find all of the old bees and how they live, and have their cocoons, and have their nests, and all the bees are in there that will hatch out a little later on next year. Very interesting.
That's neat.